Chapter 2. When he returned to Capernaum, after some days, word went round that he was in the house, and so many people collected there that there was no room left, even in front of the door. He was proclaiming the word to them when some people came bringing him a paralytic carried by four men. But as they could not get the man to him through the crowd, they stripped the roof at the place where Jesus was. And when they had made an opening, they lowered the man on which the paralytic lay. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralytic, "My child, your sins are forgiven." Now, some of the scribes were sitting there, and they discussed in their hearts, "How can this man talk like that? It is blasphemy. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" And at once, Jesus, aware in his spirit that they were discussing like this, said to them, "Why do you discuss these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, pick up your mat, and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins on earth," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, get up, pick up your mat, and go off home." And the man got up, and at once picked up his mat, and walked out in front of everyone, so that they were all astonished and praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." He went out again to the shore of the lake, and all the people came to him, and he taught them. And as he was walking along, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. When Jesus was at dinner in his house, a number of tax collectors and sinners were also sitting at table with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many of them among his followers. When the scribes of the Pharisee party saw him eating with sinners and tax collectors, they said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard this, he said to them, "It is not those who are well that need a doctor, but the sick. I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." John's disciples and the Pharisees were keeping a fast, when some people came to him and said to him, "Why did John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not?" Jesus replied, "Surely the bridegroom's attendants cannot fast while the bridegroom is with them. As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then, on that day, they will fast. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth onto an old cloak. Otherwise, the patch pulls away from it, the new from the old, and there is a worse tear. And nobody puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and the wine is lost, and the skins too. No, new wine into fresh skins." It happened that one Sabbath, he was taking a walk through the cornfields, and his disciples began to make a path by plucking ears of corn. And the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing something on the Sabbath that is not permitted?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did in his time of need, when both he and his companions were hungry, how he went into the house of God when Abiathar was high priest, and ate the loaves of the offering, which only the priests are permitted to eat, and how he also gave some to the men with him?" And he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath."